Took the Tea podcast show. How is everybody doing on this Sunday? Look who is on time. So, Sunday, 6 o'clock, I definitely invited people to come on out. The topic today is going to be thinking out of the box. I think that is key and that is important for us as human beings. That's how many things were created, because certain individuals decided to think out of the box, and the box being the constructs of society, the constructs of religion, the constructs that are all around, you know. We need to think outside of those constructs, right? And I'm over here in the States, aka United States of America, and there's so much that's going on over here. We got a lot of in-house cleaning up to do, and the only way that cleanup is going to happen is from within, you know. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to give a few minutes, because it's not exact, well, actually it is exactly 6 o'clock on the dot. And I got both of my devices working for me right now. That's some of my paintings back there, my easel and everything. Still, you know, constructing the whole channel and all like good stuff. So I'm just gonna see if it looks like I'm looking up in the freaking air, people. It is because I have to continuously remind myself on my tablet, which is what I'm utilizing to connect live with you guys today. My camera is positioned a certain way. So it is in the center of the tablet when the tablet is turned the wide way, but when the tablet is turned the long way, which is, I don't know why, maybe it's a setting on the tablet, but when I go to YouTube and I have it the wide way and I press live, it positions the frame to the long way. So then I have to position the tablet the way the frame is set up. Otherwise, it would look like I'm sideways. So I have to always be conscious and not do what I normally do, which is look at the top center and look at the right, my right center. And that's a little tricky, you know, because my brain wants to look and make sure, you know, the wig's on straight. Ain't no boogers hanging out my nose. I know I should have looked at all of that before I started. But what was very important for me was to start on time. Especially since yesterday was supposed to be the day that I came on at 6 initially. And I was just totally, totally forgot about it. And so now that I have remembrance of it, I'm like, okay, be on it. And the time just goes. Time just goes really, really quickly. So, as you know, I'm under construction. The channel's under construction. It's going to go through a metamorphosis that is televised. And I think that's important, because we always see people once they are highly successful and they're showing off their goodies and they're like, look at this amazing house I got, look at this amazing body I worked so hard to get, look at all this, look at all that, right? And then you're like, okay, that's nice, I like that stuff. And they're like, you can get it too. Look at where I started with nothing. I was homeless at a point in time. I was this, I was that. And so you can do it if you just believe in yourself. But they don't show the in between. They don't show where they go from being homeless to actually being in the first place. Again, if it wasn't again, sometimes it only happened once, sometimes it has happened repetitively. You know, they're not showing the humble beginnings where there's like no furniture, but like a chair and a bed and a computer and some devices. They're not showing that part. So if you are experiencing those parts, or maybe above those parts, you may feel like, well, damn, I can never get to where they are. But you can get anywhere you want to get in life. And that's what I'm here to remind you of. And be a little comical about it, you know. Spirituality is certainly my anchor. And I encourage it to be an anchor for you. There is a difference between spirituality and religion. Please know that. A lot of people, when they hear spirituality, because of the conditioning of their minds, they feel like that's religion. And it's not. It's not. Religion was born, perhaps, out of spirituality, born from it. But man has perversed it. You know, if you go into the origins of Christianity, where they were killing people and forcing them to accept this way of being, and it should make you wonder, is that where you want to stay? It's one thing where that's what you have been taught as a child. And, you know, as a child, you may not have a choice, or you may not have had a choice. I think these children nowadays definitely have choices because they have access to the internet. So they can literally Google different religions and study them. They can Google, go onto YouTube, learn about spirituality. So they could pretty much choose differently now as a preteen, you know, even as a teenager, whereas back in the day, we didn't have access to this knowledge. So this knowledge was all up in books and, you know, in different societies and different clubs and sorts of that, you know. So the church took that opportunity to be very oppressive and to pump fear. And I don't think we should pump fear. I don't agree with the concept that we should fear God. I don't agree with the concept that there's only one way to reach enlightenment. I think that they have perversed it a lot. And when they see people come in who do know, sometimes they're welcoming, sometimes they're shunning because they feel like, oh God, I don't want to lose my congregation. Here comes this bright light that's shining the truth. And shoot, they don't have to say nothing. They gonna ignite the light naturally inside of somebody else. And I need to keep my books in order, you know. It's a business. It is a business. Religion is a business, especially here in America. It is a business. It is ran like a business. It is operated like a business. And although it may not be for profit per se, people are getting compensated and paid to do what they do. So it is a business, you know. And that's okay. You know, I'm not saying that should deter you from being a part of a religion, but I feel like you should know who you are. You should also study outside of those structures. If you feel comfortable studying in those structures and you feel comfortable congregating with like-minded people, that's fine. But know that you are not restricted to that. Now, you may have said that you're going to be restricted to that. You may have taken oaths. You may have taken all type of stuff to be part of a religion or a congregation or a club or a group. But you said it, which means you can say something different. You're breathing, right? If you're breathing and you're able to speak, you can say something different. You can change your mind. You can navigate and shift gears at any time you want to. That is a part of your free will. So I know it's going to take some time to get the fear out of your subconscious, to get the fear out of your programming of existence. But it is so worth it to start doing that if you have not started it already, and to stay the course, because the result of that is freedom. The result of that is having true knowledge and the opportunity to apply it in your life and see results and experience results and motivate and change things in your own life and in the lives of others too, if that's what your heart is propelling you to do. I want us to be there, you know. When they talk about Christ, right, a lot of people feel like Christ is just one person. They don't realize that Christ is a title, and it's a title of enlightenment. And you have the opportunity to become enlightened as well. It's going to take work, it's going to take study, it's going to take devotion, it's going to take dedication, but you can do it, because even the Christ that they have named Jesus, I'm going to call him by the name he was actually given, which is Yeshua, even with that individual, he said, these things that I'm doing, you can do too, and more, and greater. So that is the Christ that's returning. It is people, individuals, actually achieving that level of enlightenment. Because when you have that level of enlightenment, you're going to see things from a different perspective. Thank you, Godson. Appreciate you. You're going to see things from a different perspective. And when you can see things from a different perspective, you can come up with better solutions. And that's all we really need to be focusing on as everything is evolving. Yeah, we see the problems. We know the problems. But what are the solutions? And we have to be the ones to actually come up with the solutions and actually implement the solutions. Us here, the ones that's on the planet, the ones that's being birthed every day, these are the ones. And so I encourage you to study. I encourage you to heal. We know that here, especially here, I mean, all over the world, traumatic shit has happened. Traumatic shit is still happening in certain parts and places. But here in America, the indigenous people, the melanated people have went through some very serious atrocities where we individually must heal from. We must heal. We can't carry the anger and then have this superior knowledge and then try to go forward, because the hurt, the pain, the results of the trauma is going to keep us stagnated, and we're going to take up positions that are not going to be healthy and moving us forward. So we must heal. We must heal so that the knowledge that we do have access to, the knowledge that we are acquiring now, we can take that knowledge and apply it in healthy ways for healthy solutions and fix this shit. And be who we truly are. And don't feel like we have to prove anything. Because we don't. We just have to be it. We literally just have to be who we is. We don't have to prove our dominance. It's seen. It's known. It's obvious at this point. It ain't hidden, you know. And there's a reason why there's so much money put into keeping us stupid through our music, keeping us stupid through the food that we eat, just keeping us dumbed down and disconnected. Yet, we still rising even in the midst of all of that. But when we are aware that those things can be toxic to us, toxic to our minds, toxic to our spirits, then we have the option to say, you know what? No, thank you. No, thank you. And when we really start doing that on a greater level and start holding our dollars and taking our dollars instead of saying, oh, I gotta have these Jordans so people could know that I'm this and I'm that. No, 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 no. It ain't about people knowing this or that about you. What it is about is you knowing that and this about yourself. And if you like the things, you like the things. But look at it. Look around. Look around. Now, if your neighborhood is nice, your streets are clean, you don't got people on the corners doing drugs or selling drugs, and your buildings are nice and neat and together, then go ahead, splurge out. Get your Bugattis and your Coach and your Fendi and whoever else you want to support. It's your bread. But how you living amongst garbage, stepping over crack vials, driving down fucked up streets, and taking your money instead of putting your money into where you live at, to putting money where your kids are growing up at, just to buy shit, to look good, to say that you're something by the measurement of the material things. The material things should not measure your worth. You're supposed to measure your worth, and you measure your worth by how well you take care of the shit around you. You don't have to wait for the city to do shit. What's the point of you getting the bread? And you gonna just stay around and get the bread and just be in the garbage with expensive shit? I mean, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. So we need to shift our thinking. We need to shift our thinking. This whole thing of I even wanted to get into the subject of the whole man and the women thing, and the men want to be in a soft era, and the women feel away, and everybody in their feelings. Listen, all of those are programs and social constructs. Turn the shit off. Stop watching it. You getting these images and these ideas pumped into your brain, pumped into your mind on a daily basis through the images you see on TV, on social media, through what you hear on the radio. All that stuff is feeding these images and causing these conflicts. Take a break. And take breaks constantly. Sit your ass in a motherfucking park somewhere and just be with the trees. Just breathe. You know, if you smoke trees, light one up and just sit your ass still and look the fuck around you. That ain't none of that shit natural that's going on. So you could be like, you know what? I ain't about to participate in this shit. I ain't about to listen and participate in these sex wars where the men are going against the women and the women are going against the men. At the end of the day, we all share this motherfucking planet together. So therefore, being that we are sharing this motherfucking planet together, we need to get to know who the fuck we are individually. Stop listening to these suggestions. Yeah, I got on some motherfucking what you call it, and that's my motherfucking prerogative. But I know who I am, so I could put it on, I could take it off. Either way, I'm still me, and I could put it right back the fuck on again, okay? It ain't nothing, okay? It don't deter, it don't make, it don't break who I am. So we need to be aware of who we are. We can't pay attention to what people say, people's opinions. Those are their opinions. You gotta know who you are. So you gotta take responsibility and take care of yourself, not just physically, mentally, spiritually. You have to take care of yourself on a daily motherfucking basis. And you gotta just allow what does not serve you to fall the fuck apart, to fall away, let it go, goodbye, bye, bye, and let it go. And that's what thinking outside of the box is about. It's like, oh, I got options? Oh, I could do things differently? Oh, wait, I could study crypto? These motherfuckers is studying crypto and making way more than motherfuckers that's hugging the motherfucking block. And I'll just be like, y'all know how to work these computers real quick. I look youngish, but I ain't that young. And I'm still learning about this technology shit, okay? And I have other things. I'm an artist, so I have a lot of other things that I'm working on. And so I don't do that. But that is an option for those who feel like I don't got no options, or they've made mistakes in the past and they got records so they can't go into different industries. But you can definitely sit on a computer and trade and make a lot of money. I don't know how to do it, so I'm not telling you that I know how to do it. I just know motherfuckers is doing it. And you can learn how to do it if you apply yourself and become way more lucrative and have way more and be able to invest. One great thing that I noticed, I went for the very first time in the month of April to a city auction. And I saw a lot of us kind of sprinkling in there trying to find out, like, how does this work? And maybe I need to know how this works so I can invest into my neighborhood. And that is a good thing. Kudos, 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 kudos. Let us continue that. Let us continue that. Let us continue to educate ourselves. We don't have to necessarily go to a college for education. We can educate ourselves with the internet. Like, we have a choice as to what we're going to look up, what we're going to spend time with, what we're going to learn. And there's so much knowledge out there. Now, there's some garbage out there, too. Okay? And yes, sometimes the garbage is going to be very appealing. You're going to be like, ooh, I want to know the drama. Ooh, what's going on with P. Diddy? Ooh, it really don't motherfucking matter. You understand? It really just don't fucking matter. What really matters the most is what the fuck is going on with you. What's going on with you? What's going on in your life? What's going on with your people? What is going on with you? That is what matters the most. entertainment is out there. They got all this stuff going on, Drake and whoever, and blah blah blah, blah blah blah. Those are people who already have reached a certain level of success. Doesn't mean that they've reached a level of consciousness, because I believe if they reached a level of consciousness, then they wouldn't be able to be manipulated by ratings. They would be standing true to who the fuck they really is, like Terrence Howard, people that are also in the entertainment industry, but are promoting truth, promoting science, promoting things that are innovative, that is going to push us forward, instead of just promoting, oh, you did this with this person, and you did this with that, and this person fucked that person. Who gives a hootin' nanny? Like, so what? That's your dick. That's their pussy. What the fuck? I don't give a fuck about none of that bullshit, and you shouldn't either. Like, entertainment purposes, do you, boo. But in reality, you wasting your time and you're wasting your energy. And if you wasn't wasting your time and energy, they wouldn't even be doing that shit. They feed off of that shit. They feed off of you paying attention to that shit and their numbers or whatever going up so they could get more deals and da da da. They feed off that shit. We don't need to pay no mind to that bullshit. We do not need to pay no mind to it. See it? Okay, wish them the best. Kudos. I got shit to do for myself. I got shit to do for my own family. I got shit to do for my own children and my children's children and my children's children's children. Because think about it. This is how other cultures think. Other cultures don't just think of the moment. They're thinking ahead. They're thinking for generations. Okay, I want to structure this. If this is not already structured, if I'm not already coming from things that have been laid out, a solid foundation, if I had to figure out how to put a roof over my head, because see, these other cultures, they have, because of the position that they were in, however they got into those positions, there's something to be learned from how they operate, so that we can shift the way we operate, because we need to start thinking forwardly, not backwardly. Yes, we should be in the presence, we should enjoy the moment, but we also should be planning for our future. We should be planning for that. That's what other cultures do. They plan for their future. They like, okay, I'm gonna establish this. My mama didn't leave me nothing, my grandma didn't leave me nothing. I wanna leave something for my children and my children's children. How can I structure this? And I see it happening, and I'm happy that it's happening. We are creating our own trust funds. We are creating our own banking systems. We are doing it. So I want to say I'm happy that we're doing it, and I want us to focus our attention on those individuals that are doing it and doing it successful, so that we can learn and so that we can figure out how we are going to achieve similar, because we have to sustain ourselves. We have to sustain this planet. We have to do those things. Like, those are not options. So I'm not gonna stay out here too long. I've been talking for 20 minutes. I seen somebody type in if you have any questions. Oh, I think he left. He ain't there no more. Godson. We all of us have divinity within us. And don't think that what I'm saying is a form of judgment, because it's not. It's not a form of judgment. It is just to encourage you to use this. Use your mind. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. So use it. Use your mind. Know that you can figure out solutions. Don't feel like you're trapped. Don't feel like the circumstances and situations that you can't go further than what you see or what you've been told. You can go as far as you want to go. As far as you want to go. There is no limits. Only limits is the limits that you place on yourself. And yes, there are real challenges here, especially here in America, with our justice system, with our educational system, with our housing systems. It is some real issues here in America. No, it's not terrible. Mine is the best thing. Absolutely. Yes, it is. I don't know where you're from, but I've seen a comment pop up there. Where you from? I see the doctor in front of you. Are you here in America? Are you watching from overseas? And if you are watching from overseas, I'm curious about the challenges that's happening in your community, if any. because some communities are flourishing. Some community challenges are like minuscule, okay? Their streets are clean, their neighborhoods are operating good, they got good leaders in their neighborhoods, they got great educational systems, and not all neighborhoods that have those things that I have described, not all communities that have what I described are affluent or of a higher income, because it's really the people that make the community. And yes, we operate with this monetary system, but there's other ways to make things happen. So I saw a comment come up. Where are you? Everything is fine, thunderstorms and heavy rains. Are you in America? Is the question that I asked first. Okay, I didn't ask you what type of doctor you are. I asked, are you in America? That's the question. I'll wait. Is it rude for me to assert myself? Oh gosh, okay. You about to get out of here. Sir, bye. How I get you up out of here? How I get you up out of here? There we go. Okay, there we go. Gone. I have no tolerance at all for ignorance and for misogyny at all. I am a natural woman. And yes, I got this wig on. If you was here earlier, you saw me take it off and put it back on. But I have a womb, which means men. Before they become men, they are boys. And before they are boys, they grow naturally from me. Not everybody, because you got your own mama. But you know what I mean. I mean that I know who I am. And me asserting myself and saying, this is what I asked you, is not rude. This is my platform. Okay, it's YouTube too. But this right here, this little section, the Super T Podcast Show, if I invite you in, you gonna have to respect how it works in this space. You can't come asserting your masculinity. I operate on kidneys and I do this. Sir, I didn't ask you that. I noticed, I acknowledged your accomplishment as a doctor. Take that acknowledgement and say, well, thank you for recognizing, but don't elaborate if I didn't ask you. My question is, are you in America? Because this platform is a global platform, so you could be looking from anywhere. And then you think you're gonna call me rude and stay up in my space? Blah, blah. I'm gonna need you to figure that out. See, and that's another thing. That's another thing, and I think that's a thing for another day to, again, talk about this whole sexist thing. Listen, no. We're not going to do that. Not in this space. This space is a safe space. So if you want to express yourself and be vulnerable, you can. But you cannot try to dominate in this space, okay? Because this space right here is not the space for that. We all are commingling and talking and expressing ourselves. And if I, as the host, ask a question, then if you don't want to answer it, that's fine. Just say, I don't want to answer it. But don't try to assert that I'm being rude by me asserting myself, okay? So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get dinner going. I think 30 minutes is a fair enough time. And for those, I'm doing a dual broadcast here. So I'm doing a broadcast here live on YouTube, but I'm also doing a broadcast on my audio, which you can hear my audio podcast on every platform. And for those who can't see what's happening, somebody jumped in the comments and got a little bit aside themselves. And according to their name, it's giving Middle East. And Middle East, you men come from mothers. I don't know why y'all feel the need to oppress the women, but they come over here and they get freedom and they become doctors themselves
and they get to decide whether they want to wear these things on their head or not. And I, congratulations, because the things that y'all do to girls and women is horrendous, and it needs to stop. And it doesn't matter if you've accumulated billions and trillions and gazillions of dollars. None of that stuff matters. Because if you cannot treat where life is birthed from with sacredness, with respect, with honor, with reverence, then you're out of order. And all of the glitter and gold and palaces and jets and boats in the world cannot correct that. You have to correct that at a soul level and at a personal level, and see women as more than just objects, because we are more than objects, and so are you men. So let's be our true natural selves. I see a question here. Do you have a cup? Do I have a cup? I don't know what that means. I'm going to close this episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Super T Podcast Show. If you want to catch me live, catch me Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you next week. I'm going to go a little bit further on my audio. That was entertaining for me, too. If you've been listening to my audios, you know that most of my shows are like never planned. So I'm starting a new thing. I'm bringing order into this show because I know like that is what's going to cultivate the audience. Like, cause who's coming if they're like, we don't know she's gonna be there. And people's attention span nowadays. Me included, okay? Me included. For a perfect example, this morning, I got up, I got this new coffee. It is called, let me tell you what it's called. It is called something. No, Stump Town. Stump Town is the name of the brand. Stump Town Coffee Roasters. I got it from Whole Foods, right? And we gotta do better. Stump Town, with this. Who did y'all marketing? Okay, it's cute, but and it did catch me because the Ethiopia part is clear, but the way the bag is designed, it's designed with these lines, like these little brown lines going in different directions, and on top of the brown lines is writing over it. But the lines kind of, I wouldn't say it distorts the writing, but it definitely makes certain things unclear. So the Ethiopia part is clear because it is not on the backdrop of, I mean, it doesn't have the lines in back of it. So the word Ethiopia is written over an orange part. And so red on top of orange and the orange is flat, that's good. But when you have letters that are already broken up with spaces and then you put lines behind the letters with contrasting colors, it makes the words difficult. So I only saw the Ethiopia and organic. And I was like, ooh, I want to try this. Let me try this. When I opened it is when I realized it's whole beans. I don't got no coffee grinder, but luckily I do have a Ninja. And man, that Ninja blender, that Ninja blender grounded up these coffee beans like a professional grinder better, because I have grinded coffee inside of different stores before. So I know like how they kind of work. And I was concerned for a second, and I said, nah, this Ninja could do it. I think this Ninja could handle it. And did it handle it? 2.2 seconds, I had ground the coffee. I was like, oh. So I made me a cup of coffee, and I put some toast into my toaster oven, right? And I didn't put the toaster oven on. And for some reason, I came... I don't know whether something was already playing on the phone or what, but I picked up the goddang on phone. Do you know I stayed on this daggone phone 20 minutes before I realized, where my coffee at?
My coffee was sitting on the other side of the counter. The toast was not toasted because I don't leave it plugged in. So it wasn't like I put it in and pushed it down. I literally just put it in and came to the phone. So yes, there are times when my attention span also gets the best of me. But I'm aware of it, you know, and I correct myself. And being aware of your points where you can work on and get better at is the first step at getting better at it, you know? You have to be aware of it before you can start working on it, because what you gonna work on if you're not even aware that there's anything to work on, you know? So that's what this channel is about. This channel is a safe space. This channel is to bring awareness, self-awareness, to inspire self-development, self-mastery, to get people to start doing things independently, you know, and utilize these objects we have as tools, because that's what they are. Even money is a tool, you know, like a hammer or a drill, you know, it's a tool. You can utilize it to do some wonderful things with, or if you don't know how to utilize it properly, it could cause damage, you know. So it's all about your perspective, and that's what this channel is about, you know. I hope that you laugh, because I certainly laugh. Laughter is good. Find it a point and make it a point to laugh every friggin' day, okay? And just keep on keeping on. And thank you for tuning in to the Super T Podcast Show. I want to say this was a success. Even though it's kind of strange, because when I typically do just the audio, I'm only focused on just speaking, just sharing. Whereas with the live, I'm inviting people to communicate with me, and the audio, you can't see them. So I invite you to check out my live. It's on YouTube. Just type in the Super T Podcast Show. Follow me there. If you have something that you want to say to me, that's probably the best way to find me, because my numbers have changed, even though I did open up my social media back to individuals if they want to say anything to me. However, nonetheless, that is all at every individual's discretion. So you can send me a message also at the Super T Podcast Show on social media if you want to. Facebook is not the greatest. TikTok and Instagram are the best social media platforms to send me a message on. And if I was going to say what would be the best out of the two, definitely Instagram. Instagram is definitely the best out of the two. But otherwise, you're welcome. Everybody's welcome. It's a safe space. There's no judgment, but I will not tolerate no nonsense. It's homeboy or homegirl. We don't know nowadays. I can't assume. Had the audacity to call me rude. Excuse me? Bye. I'm going to show you some rude that you won't see rude. Bye. No, nothing. No, and maybe I should give disclosures. Fuck that. I'm not giving no disclosures. I'm too daggone me to feel like I gotta give you a disclosure about me. You gonna find out when you test the waters with me. I have no issues with releasing and grabbing my attention from your space and focusing continuously on what I'm focused on, which this episode today is about thinking outside of the box. So hopefully you got encouraged to do that in any area, but just know one thing that's always going to be consistent with me and with my encouragement is that I encourage you to prioritize your spirituality, whatever that means for you. Now, I mentioned nature. This is one of the things that I enjoy, and I think it's a good opportunity for you to realize that you are part of a much bigger picture than you see through your telephone screens and that you see through your television sets. There's a much bigger picture, and I want you to realize that you are a part of that picture, and I want you to realize who you are. And I feel nature is a great way and opportunity to do that. Weather permitting, I ain't telling you to go sit out in no thunderstorm now, unless that's your thing and you want to do it, all right? but preferably with the weather, you know, mild, you know, not freezing,
But hey, some people like to be out in the cold too. It really is all what your personal preference is. But out there, you'll feel the wind. You know, you'll see some trees, perhaps, if you're not in a desert. If you're in a desert, well, I don't know what to tell you if you're in a desert. I have never been to a desert, so I don't know how to tell you to connect, but I'm sure the sun will be shining. If it's the daytime, if it's the nighttime, you'll see some stars up in the sky. You'll just realize, like, there's a big picture. And you are part of that big picture. And being part of that big picture means you have to kind of work together with the components that are bigger than you. You know, yes, man has incredible aspects. You know, man has a bigger part to them. They have a soul, which is eternal, you know, and infinite. They have divinity within them. However, we're still part of a bigger picture. So having these abilities doesn't mean that we are supposed to be dominating, per se, things outside of us. It means we're supposed to be dominating ourselves. It's supposed to mean we're supposed to dominate our own animalistic properties, acknowledging them and dominating ourselves and mastering ourselves. That's what Yeshua did, what they've named him Jesus now. That's what he did. He mastered himself first before he was of service, an example for us to follow. So we're going to be true Christians. Then we need to study what he studied. We need to study the same sages that he studied. In the same sacred sciences that he studied, we need to self-master ourselves if we're going to really honor Christ. Because the coming back of Christ is exactly that. And us as individuals and collectively reaching that level of enlightenment. That's what that is. Christ and Buddha are synonymous. They're titles. They're not just particular people. And if you do some research, you can verify this for yourself. It will inspire you that, wow, they did all of that back then and they didn't even have the same tools we got nowadays. Yeah, it'll inspire you to do the same. So thank you for tuning in to the Super T Podcast Show. Be well. And I don't know when I'm going to do another audio, but I'll definitely be back next Sunday at 6. And if anything happens in between, well, one thing is definitely happening. I'm turning 41. All I want for my birthday is a big dumb motherfucker. All right, too much. All right, I'm going because I'll keep on and I can very easily talk to the hour mark. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you click the links in the bio. And if you want to chime in, catch me on YouTube and you can chime in. But if you're driving, traveling, whatever you're doing, be safe, stay safe, think safe, and think outside the box.